Welcome once again to another edition of the Author's Corner here on 91.7 FM KNEO. The Word. I'm Andy Farmer, your host on the program. With me today, we have Cheryl Ricker. She is a first-time guest on the program. The book we're talking about is called A Friend in the Storm. It's published by Zondervan Publishing. We'll tell you more about those folks at the end of the program. But first, let me tell you just a little bit about Cheryl. Cheryl Ricker grew up in Canada and eventually majored in creative writing. She attended Bible College, where she met her husband, Dwight. They now reside in Minnesota. They have two sons, 10 and 14. Cheryl Ricker, welcome to our Author's Corner program. It's a pleasure to have you visiting with us today.
Thank you, Andy. It's great to be here.
Cheryl, in your book, A Friend in the Storm, what prompted you to write the book?
Oh, well, in 2005, I was attending a Mothers of Preschoolers group, and it was the first day, and we were going around introducing ourselves. I met a gal named Chantel, and she told us that she had cancer. And afterwards, she asked me if I would mind visiting with her in her home. And I was terrified about that, but I asked the Lord what he'd like me to say, and he reminded me of my gift of poetry. So I just kept writing her poems because she loved them, and I brought them as my little offerings to her, and I gave her peace. And I ended up reading them at her funeral, as she requested. And eventually they were discovered by an editor from Zondervan, who said that these would make a great gift book.
And can you tell us, what is your passion, Cheryl?
My passion is helping people in pain grow closer to God in the midst of their difficulties. Because everybody needs him. You know, things are fine, and we tend to forget that. But Jesus said it's not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. So I like helping hurting people because they're often more open to God's healing truth.
And Cheryl, what is the big premise behind your book, A Friend in the Storm?
Well, Andy, I can probably best answer that with one of the poems called Why? Because this is a question a lot of people ask when they go through a difficult time. Why would a God who loves so strong allow this blow of senseless wrong and wrap me in this shock of pain that tries to snuff what's kept me sane? With failing strength, I'm struck down low. So where's this peace supposed to flow? Inside this hole where dreaming dies, beneath bare groans and screaming cries? A Friend in the Storm addresses that question, why would a good and loving God let this happen to me? And then I wanted to shed light on this by answering through Christ's love, using his perspective. So that's my premise.
And Cheryl, A Friend in the Storm is filled with unique imagery. Would you share some with us?
I'd love to. This one is a poem called Artisan. Poked inside this wind-licked fire like a piece of molten glass, letting prods and pliers take you in for yet another pass. Your smoked color bends to beauty till you're clearly made my vase, held together, most transparent, showing off through you my face.
Again, the book is called A Friend in the Storm. The author is Cheryl Ricker. She is our guest on the Author's Corner program today. Again, the book is published by Zondervan Publishing Company, located out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And again, as we said, we'll tell you more about those folks at the end of the program. But now back to the questions here, Cheryl. Your book has some angry poems. How are these comforting?
Well, angry poems honestly reflect how we feel, and that's why we turn to the Psalms for comfort. Anger is one of the five stages of grief, and when people hear their feelings expressed, they feel more understood. And then when they feel more understood, they're more likely to respond to the one who is speaking to them. And in the case of A Friend in the Storm, that's Christ, so that he's able to handle their anger with his love and truth. And then it helps readers to embrace his truth, and that's where they're going to find their deepest comfort.
You mentioned one of the stages of grief. What are the five stages of grief that you have in your book?
There's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And all of these are ones we experience whether we're going through job loss, divorce, terminal illness, loss of a loved one, chronic illness, infertility, the whole thing. And some people go through them out of order, but I wanted to touch on those different stages and be able to help people and connect to them.
So someone tells you they have an incurable illness or just lost their job. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, Andy, I would cry out to God for wisdom. And he promises in his word that if we ask him for wisdom, he'll give it to us. Because it's easy to try to rely on our own strength. And so I try to be there for them. I listen. I pay attention to their needs. And then that way I can see what it is that they might want rather than saying, what can I do for you or rather than saying, I know what to do for you, I'm asking them. Because otherwise, you know, people just say, call me if you need me. Don't do that. But say, can I bring you a meal? Can I take your kids somewhere? And then remember the golden rule, just to basically treat them and speak to them with the same kind of love and respect that you'd want them to give to you. And you could always offer to pray with them, because prayer is the greatest gift we can give to the hurting. It's amazing how many people who aren't ordinarily open to prayer will respond to it in desperate times. So that often opens the door up for more ministry. And so you can be a friend in the storm to them that way.
And Cheryl, what are the main things that you hope to accomplish through your book?
Well, I want readers to just feel like a hug from heaven, that they feel so loved and cherished by God. I want them to experience His presence as they read. And that's what's happened in this personal conversation between Christ and a hurting person. I want them to be at peace that God is still in control. He cares about their concerns as much as they do. I want them to consider why there's pain and suffering in the first place. I take them all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and we go through different points of Scripture. And I want them to remember what God did about it, and I bring them to the cross. And that way they can focus on the Lord, and it swings them all the way around to heaven when there's going to be no more pain and no more death, and they'll be completely free. And so as they're reading this book, they're almost praying with it as they communicate with God. And I want them to know with certainty that heaven is their home and life is but a stepping stone. I want them to be able to know they have that assurance. And so the Holy Spirit can make that real to them as they read, which makes this kind of unique. That way they have a chance to hand it over to God.
Again, the book is A Friend in the Storm. The author, Cheryl Ricker. She is our guest on today's Author's Corner program. Again, as we told you, published by Zondervan Publishing Company in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And you can find out more about her book on their website. And that would be at zondervan.com, Zondervan, just like it sounds, zondervan.com. Again, they're located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I understand as well, Cheryl, that you have a website. Would you tell our listeners the name of your website and just a little bit more about it? And any personal information about your ministry and your work there?
Okay, afriendinthestorm.com. And on there you can read my poems, and I've blogged about them. And I've also put down under a hope section different things and links that you can check out other helpful resources. You know, just click the button and it will help bring you some other sources of comfort and help. And even there's a questionnaire for people who are wondering if they're dealing with depression and they might need treatment. So lots of good things there. AFriendInTheStorm.com.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us here on our Author's Corner program. It was indeed a pleasure to have you with us, and we hope you'll come back and visit with us again sometime, all right?
I hope so too, Andy. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, you stay warm in those Minnesota winters up there, okay?
Try.
Cheryl Ricker, our guest on the Author's Corner program. Again, her book is A Friend in the Storm. It's published by Zondervan Publishing Company in Grand Rapids, and that is our Author's Corner for today. I'm Andy Farmer.